This story from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. For 19 hours, officers from two counties tried to persuade a man to release his two-year-old son from a Gwinnett County home. Only when shots were fired did the standoff end. Neither the man nor the child survived their injuries. Investigators have not determined just why the 43-year-old father shot and killed his two-year-old son, then took his own life. The City of Valdosta's Neighborhood Development Division is partnering with Goodwill Industries of Southern Rivers, Inc. to expand community access to job training through a series of workshops and a new Job Connections kiosk located in the city's Customer Service Center. On January 20th, a workshop on resume writing, February 17th, job searching tips, and on March 16th, interview time. The DeKalb County District Attorney Robert James will file for a criminal indictment against police officer Robert Olson. He shot and killed 27-year-old Anthony Hill last March, prompting protests. A grand jury recommended that the investigation into that incident continue. Hill was confronted by the policeman as he walked outside his residence, unclothed. Friends stated that the incident with Hill was driven by an adverse reaction to medication that he was taking for bipolar disorder. Brandon Sibley and Dante Robinson, both teenagers, were spotted by security personnel at the Sylvester Walmart. It was discovered that the teens had stolen Xbox games valued at nearly $1,000. The games had been hidden in a box of disposable diapers. Both posted bond and were released from jail. An 11-year-old passenger was killed in a vehicular crash that took place in Berrien County. His 50-year-old mother, who drove, was seriously injured. She was airlifted to a hospital in Thomasville. The boy, Edgar Gutierrez, was pronounced dead at the scene. Cashing fraudulent checks has landed April Jones in jail. Bainbridge law enforcement officials say that she had cashed checks for over $800 at stores in their city and in Valdosta. Her cohorts in crime were Angeria Mourning and an unidentified male. During Jones' apprehension, Mourning and the man drove away, leaving Jones to be arrested alone. Warrants have been issued for Mourning, and officials are working to capture the man involved. Brandon Sibley and Dante Robinson, both teenagers, were spotted by security personnel at the Sylvester Walmart. It was discovered that the teens had stolen Xbox games valued at nearly $1,000. The games had been hidden in a box of disposable diapers. Both posted bond and were released from jail. Special programs will be held honoring the memory of Kendrick Johnson on the third anniversary of the death of the 17-year-old who was found dead inside of a rolled gym mat in the old gym at Lowndes High School. Organizers of the events plan a peace walk, a dinner ball, and a balloon release this weekend. A state autopsy ruled his death accidental. The Johnson family has maintained that their son died as the result of foul play.